Damn it. Fuck. Physical therapy puts me through the ringer like that and then telling me to rest. Well, fuck you, Doc. I'm going for a walk. Can't stop me from defying medical advice. Resting is for the dead.
And don't you look dead. Then again, I might be offending my great-grandpappy by comparing you to his rotting corpse.
Damn it. Static, don't you have a power grid to get on your knees for?
Power Grid is home with his wife. Gotta maintain the happy, loving, straight family for the hero-loving Sims. Despite them being one marriage counsel away from a nasty divorce.
Oh my fucking damn it.
Anyway, what's crawled up your ass? You getting your ass kicked still got you feeling salty? You mind salting my lunch? This whole healthy eating shit hurts worse than quitting smoking.
First of all, I didn't get my ass kicked, you walking failed meme. I kicked their ass, then the adrenaline wore off. Second, salt on your own fucking lunch. Third, it's none of your goddamn business what's crawled up my ass because you'll never get to see up there.
And I wouldn't want to. That's for your new nerd toy.
What?
Come on. With the way they're always following you, I'm shocked I haven't found you guys being nasty in the broom closet yet.
Shut up. It's not like that. And we wouldn't do it in a broom closet. It would be in a pantry.
Ooh, someone's been having wet dreams about their new toy.
Just shut up. I'm getting some fresh air, and your corrosive ass is ruining it.
Oh, so I take it that means you don't want the message your toy left for you.
They left a message? Now that I think about it, I haven't seen them all morning. Do you know where they are?
I might tell you. If you promise to let me borrow those pumps you were on recon missions.
Dude, you can take the whole lingerie set that came with them. What did the nerd say?
PG is mine once he sees these fine-ass legs in those tights. Anyway, your toy said that they would be out getting food, drinks, and some medicine to help you recover. Aren't they just a peach?
Wait, he went shopping? Alone? Where?
I don't know. Somewhere uptown? And what's the big deal? They're an adult. They can handle a milk run on their own.
I guess. I mean, they're a responsible little genius nerd thing. What's the worst that could happen? Hey nerd, try not to get lost shopping, and bring me back some edible cookie dough.
I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but it really is you, my little protege. I'm so glad to see you're alive and well. Why do you seem scared? It's just me, your captain and comrade. No need to look terrified, or are you perhaps angry with your captain for failing to rescue you? Oh, my little protege, I am not cross with you. Getting captured as you did was due to my failure as your mentor. Leaving you to handle a mission on your own so soon was a poor choice. If anyone is to be furious, surely it is you with me. Oh, you were scared when I never came. And then you were afraid to meet me because you feared my wrath. Please, forgive me, my protege. I have failed you as a master. Please know that I would have come for you had I been able to find you. To think that a failed hero like her could hide you so well for this long. More impressive still is it you were in one piece. My protege, it must have been so frightening being in her clutches. That pretty face belies the truly despicable psychopath within. Do tell me, my protege, how did you escape her clutches? Surely Jay must have tortured you for any information you may have had. forced you to endure her cruel ways. I know for a fact she threw insult after insult at you. She didn't torture you? Then what did she do? Did she harm you? As a matter of fact, you look to be in relatively good shape. Hardly any scratches. Almost as if you were never held captive. She let you go? What do you mean, she let you go? Jay is an unforgiving, cruel, and depraved villain with a propensity for bloodshed. She wouldn't just let a protege of mine go. If anything, she should have at least done some psychological damage to you. She barely touched you? What is the meaning of this? At the very least, you should have broken bones. Perhaps her fellow villain cohorts took turn doing nefarious things with you? Nothing like that happened? What do you mean by that? What exactly happened between you and that villain? You stammered just now. And you're blushing. Why the hell are you blushing? What have you done, protege? Tell me! How did you escape that villain's clutches? Did she not torture you for information? Did she not take you apart for some semblance of retribution? Torment you with her hideously dry sense of humor? Then what? Answer me, protege, before I lose my patience. She what? She took you in? What sort of joke is this? She made you her pet? Did she put a collar on you? Microchip you? Are we being spied upon now? Nothing like that? Then like what? You are silent, my old student. What are you hiding? No, don't tell me. My old student, you haven't. Do not tell me that wretch has weaseled you to her side. What did you just say? You dare call that wretched fiend your friend? After all the suffering she's caused, the lives she's taken, and the torment she brings to us heroes, you dare call her your friend? No. No, she's much more than that. I see it in your eyes. She has won you over with her wiles. You have fallen for that vexatious vixen and her vitality for villainy. You traitor! Oh, but I do understand my former student. It is the same as when she was part of our mighty league, willing others to her wicked ways, making eyes turn blind to her misdeeds, turning ears deaf to her treasonous words. To think she is still capable of wooing heroes. Or perhaps you've just proven me right. That you are a weak, pathetic, miserable little vermin that had no business being recruited to our league. You were a pathetic failure from the start. Why the Academy sent you to us is still beyond me. Your only redeeming quality was your brilliance with technology. But after Serena Cortex arrived, you became obsolete. At the base or on the field of battle, you're of no use to anyone. So why not be used as fodder for our enemies? Not true. You were useful, leaving you to fend for yourself against one of my oldest enemies. It was obvious that you would be slaughtered, little lamb. My, has the wannabe hero made some much needed improvements? That little barrier that came from your wrist device was able to repel my punch. What was more impressive was it was pushing me back a foot, but only a foot. But still, I have to admit, it's a greater feat than when you first appeared. What did you say? Pah, I see she's wooed you to her way of thinking. If she didn't want to be the villain, she should have just acted according to my will. The will of the true symbol of heroism for this city. Call me what you wish, failed protege. A monster, a psychopath. Hell, you can consider me the villain just like your new mentor does. But by the end of the day, the entire world basks in my glory, and I give them what they want. Hope. And that hope shall be reignited once more with the death of my traitorous protege. What? What is this? A taser net that uses the moisture in the body to render the captive paralyzed. I see. The net will continue to fry me until you decide to release me. What a villain you become, my failed protege. You were never my protege? You are the key to my downfall? How arrogant. Understand this, fallen hero. The second I am free of these bonds, I will be asking you to pass on a message to my dead lieutenant in hell. Yes, run. Run like your mentor. Mark my words, you failed hero. Both you and your mentor will be caught, and once you are, I will take great pleasure in rending the life out of you both.